Hello, this is Stefan Matzel of Trinity Fellowship in Syracuse, your pastor for the day. I'm looking with you today at 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 6 through 10. To begin with a bigger context, the main problem in the church in Corinth was worldliness. The Christians there were proud and contentious, specifically because they were living by the values of the non-Christian world around them. And Paul writes and points out that the wisdom and the power and the status symbols of this world are meaningless compared to knowing Christ. And then he clarifies, beginning at chapter 2 and verse 6, we Christians do have wisdom. It's just not the wisdom of this world. True wisdom is a gift from the Holy Spirit. You know, contemporary Western culture has certain wisdom ideas that it promotes. For example, be true to yourself. Your own instincts and intuitions are to be trusted at all times. Or make a good life for yourself. The most important thing is to be happy. You only live once. And so on. And what Paul would say to us through this passage is, no, don't succumb to the pressure to fall in line with the beliefs of your own age. This world's ideas of wisdom are fleeting. They belong to this age and this age only. And this age's wisdom influencers do not understand how to truly have a relationship with God. So why would you ever listen to their advice about the things that matter most? According to verse 6, true Christian wisdom is not a wisdom of this age or of the rulers of this age who are doomed to pass away. No, verse 7, we impart the wisdom of God, which God decreed before the ages. In other words, which wisdom do you want? A wisdom that is doomed or a wisdom that is eternal? It's easy to be influenced by the cultural pressures of our own day. But Paul says, listen, the wisest people of this age do not understand God's wisdom. And they can't because they don't have the Holy Spirit. He closes this section with a quotation from the Old Testament talking about how the people of our own age can't really see or hear or understand what God is doing. He says, none of the rulers of this age understood this, for if they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, what no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor the heart of man imagined, what God has prepared for those who love him, these things God has revealed to us through the Spirit. Let's praise him for the salvation and the true wisdom that he has granted to us. This has been Stefan Matzel of Trinity Fellowship in Syracuse, your pastor for the day.